Now you will hear the second segment.
Everybody these days seems to be tuned into social media, but is all this connecting online taking a toll on our health? Today, our own Luke Jackson asked this question to Olivia Harper, director of the Media Research Center at LC University.
Why are people so in love with social media?
I think social media fills a lot of important gaps in society. If you look at the evolution of our species, humans have always been tribal animals. We've always lived and traveled in groups, eating together, working together, falling asleep together. And as society's progressed, we've become gradually more alienated from one another. Everybody's got their own car, their own apartment. You don't know your neighbors. And computers have only increased this. We now spend hours a day glued to our screens. So social media seems to fill this gap. It gives us this ability to connect with others, or at least the illusion that we're connecting, even while we remain fundamentally isolated.
Interesting that you use the word illusion. Is all this connecting just an illusion?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Research into social media is still in its infancy, and the studies that are out there all give contradictory answers. Some say social media does make us happier. It does give us psychological benefits, very similar to other forms of social connection. Other studies give us results that are exactly the opposite. That social media increases our sense of alienation and makes us depressed. So, is it an illusion? The jury's still out.
What's the reason for these widely different results?
What makes studying social media complicated is the fact that people use it in different ways. But what I think these studies are starting to coalesce around is the idea that how social media affects us has a lot to do with how we use it, the emotional state we're in when we use it. Fundamentally, it's about activity versus passivity. People who actively use social media, interacting with others, sharing actively, remaining engaged, these people seem to experience psychological rewards very similar to people who are socially active with friends. People who interact passively with social media, who browse and read but don't post so much, for these people, the effects seem to be mostly negative.
So, the more selfies I take and the more pictures I post of my cat, the happier I am?
I wouldn't put it in quite those terms, but you're on the right track. There's a biological reward that people get when they disclose information about themselves. Self-disclosure increases activity in the part of the brain that forms the mesolimbic dopamine system, which is part of our reward system. One study found that the mere thought of sharing something online activates this system, even before we've actually shared something. So there's something to what you say. But the general tenor of all these studies is that when people actively interact with others, posting on walls, messaging directly, or even liking what someone else has posted, their feelings of bonding and social capital increase, while their sense of loneliness decreases. But when participants just browse and passively consume content, it increases their sense of loneliness.
So the key to staying happy is to be active.
Yes, but there's an inherent problem with that statement, and it comes down to how most of us actually use social media. The issue is, whenever we start to get bored, it's a quick solution that fills the gap. We check in 1,000 times a day from our smartphones, when we're on the bus, in a waiting room, even with friends. How many times have you seen a group of people sitting together and every single one of them is on their smartphones? And this isn't active use. Not only that, here they have the opportunity for real social interaction, and they're still choosing the virtual form. So the paradox is, we need active engagement to reap the psychological benefits. But that's not how most of us actually use social media most of the time.